concert to Liverpool's
Blog Talk Radio.
Listed at a starting price of $216,000. Reports say the three-bedroom home still contains some of the original features from the Star sign there, including the bath, sink, and some original doors. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...
And, don't you just love the smell of old books?
This is the library.
Sorry, ma'am. We're looking for a book titled Liberty Mutual Customizes Your Car Insurance So You Only Pay for What You Need.
I don't think we carry that, but check nonfiction.
It really does devour literature.
Please leave.
Only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
And let's go ahead and take a look now at Charles Sutter to talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see more rain and windy conditions again today. High temperatures around 47, 48 degrees. The wind, by the way, will be around 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusting up to 30 and maybe 40 in selected areas. For tonight, the wind will back down, but we will see some rain and mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures down to about 43. For Wednesday, more clouds and rain expected, highs around 52. Same for Thursday and Veterans Day. Clouds and rain, highs around 58.
This is Sue Rose Minahan, host of Talk Cosmos. Everyone is part of the sky, and every Sunday at 1 p.m., we discuss the meaningfulness of our western stars with leading-edge astrology conversations guiding a journey into soul growth patterns, connecting astrology's energetic cycles. So hop on board by tuning in every Sunday at 1 p.m. on 1150 a.m. KKNW for Talk Cosmos and journey with us through the cosmic roots of the stars.
Want to promote your business uniquely and effectively? KKNW is the answer. Let us help you produce a professionally sounding radio show or podcast. Learn more at 1150kknw.com. KKNW, talk variety that's live and local. The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasili and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next to you.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And what I love about these shows, the 2 hours we're going to do for you, is we're going to bring to you conversations about what is happening, what people like Tom Palladino, what he is doing to literally shatter the myth of how healing should happen. And this is something, and let me just say this to you all. One of the things you learn if you're me and you go along your path and you've never had anything happen to you from a physical illness point of view, you're just rolling along and you're physically fit, but you see people around you, they're not doing so well, and you're like, well, why aren't they doing so well? And then one day, out of nowhere, something happens to change that. If you're me and you're doing a show, started as Crust Busting, then the Dr. Pat Show, then what you have available to you is a forum to learn. And when you learn, you meet people like Tom Palladino. And he and I met a number of years ago, and you're going to hear what he's created, but you're also going to hear the evolution of what he's created. Now, when we talk about energy and when we talk about Tom, and you go back and you look about it, look at his research, which he's going to talk a little bit about today, because it's really interesting to see how people get from where they were to where they are. But when you look at what's happening in the world, whether you're looking at the pandemic, I had him on the show previously when we were talking about Lyme disease, and we were talking about energy, we were talking about frequency, we were talking about the electromagnetic spectrum, which we now know, everybody, just want to say this is a medical statement and has been tested. We now know about the power of energy medicine to eradicate so many things. You can actually see one of the Lyme co-infections, one of the little parasites, you can see with a machine what happens. Today's show is to bring you up to date. It's not just about up to date to where we are, because Tom has been breaking the sound barrier on this. You name it, whether it's herpes virus, another pathogen, whether it's, I mean, look at the history, because this is when I met him, because I needed help. And Tom Palladino delivered. You're going to hear what he delivered, how he delivered it, why he's so passionate, and what it is now that is so much more than Dr. Oz making a statement that energy medicine was the next frontier. It's not the next frontier. It's the now frontier. Tom, it's great to have you.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Pleasure to be back. Thank you.
All right. Let's take a journey back in time, just a little bit, to give people a little backdrop. Because it doesn't matter who I've interviewed, there's always a passionate, heartfelt story behind it. There's always something that has driven us, you and me, to be here today. And it usually has been something that has affected us personally. What hit your heart? What got you pointed to be Tom Palladino and what you created and invented?
Thank you. I am a humanitarian. I want to help humanity. That's it. That's really the motivating force that I have. And I realize that there are certain technologies that if it's used in a global capacity will help millions of people around the world. That's my driving force.
And, you know, you and I are not much different. We just do it in different ways, right? You know, my come-out-of-the-gate kind of conversation is to do things like this, to create shows and to create a network, right, and to bring messages, now to expand to channels. But it's never changed, has it? For you and me, it's like never changed. I got this original crust-busting. Let me see if I can get it without pulling stuff out here. I even think you were on my show when the show was named that.
Mm.
The intention was to reach a million people in my first year, 2003, to help them live life full out. I was told by the network I was on, we did that in 6 months. Now, here we are today. I'm just warming up. How about you, Tom?
Exactly. I want to take this to global proportions. I concur with you. You know, if it's a good thing, why not propagate it?
So let's talk about the discovery. I want to know, and our listeners want to know, what the new and emerging science is. But see, it has its own journey. I know it does, because I've been following you, and you've helped me enormously. But here we are today, power muscle around this. Your vision is kind of right in line with us. The only regret I have is I didn't wear pink today, and we could have been matching, but I did pull out my pink jacket. Energy is everything, isn't it, Tom? Tell us about the journey. Tell us about what we've created here.
You're right.
What you created here, not me, you.
Energy is fundamental. You're right. And it's the cause of everything. And that's why I've devoted a career to scalar energy, which is the initial energy of the sun and the stars. We're not working with electricity. We're working with a much superior form of energy, scalar energy, what some people call zero-point energy. And I have developed scalar energy instruments that control scalar energy, that control zero-point energy. So I'm at the vanguard of this movement, if you will. This is the new and emerging science, and it offers incredible potential. This technology is going to change the course of history.
And, you know, let's talk about the mechanics of it, too, to me. You know, I always love taking a trip back a little bit. I like to get a little trippy. And I like to go back to before we had cars, before we had, you know, I like to go back to civilization and how we actually survived. Because people are like, you know, the question is, how did we survive? Do you think maybe some of the modalities people use, do you think some of the energy healing things they use, do you think maybe what they used, especially when you're talking about the radiant value of the sun, do you think maybe those things worked so well, Tom, that we did not annihilate ourselves?
You're right. This notion of scalar energy or zero-point energy, various cultures have embraced this. Other terms would be prana, chi. Some people simply call it life force or sun energy. So civilizations have recognized that there is a primal force. And in some way, they capture that or they work with it, obviously through nutrition, proper nutrition, and by not only a proper diet, but by incorporating this holistic practice. So what we're mentioning, even though it's a new and emerging science as far as application through instrumentation, you know, it's as old as the sun. This is starlight. This is sunlight. Mm-hmm.
And I want to make sure everybody knows, as we're talking about this today, go check it out. You know, you could go to the website right now. One of the things I love to do is when I prep for a show, I love to look about what's there, but I also love to look about what people are saying. And, you know, when you look at what folks are saying, believe me, you're going to go here, you're going to look at whether it's addictive behavior, whether it's digestive, whether it's, you know, your fat metabolism. It doesn't matter. Natural. Go over here and watch what people are saying. What's the best website to send them to?
It's scalarlight.com. That's our homepage.
And I want to spell it scalarlight.com. And when you go there are things you can do now. And that's what we want to say. We want to say that we're now in a world where Tom and I think we've come a long way to know that we've got to show up and provide you with things that you can use. Right, Tom? I mean, isn't that what gets you out of bed every day?
Sure. I'm goal-driven. I want to see progress. And why am I so high on this technology? It's a step in the right direction for mankind. This technology will, again, serve to our benefit.
And I want to just tell everybody, when you go to the website, I want you to watch the video there where Tom is explaining this, where this is explained. Okay, I'm going to hit you up for this when we come back from the break because I love to talk about the science of things. Now, I'm not a science person. I didn't start this show as a science person. 6 months after starting the show, I came down with a mystery disease. So my questions come from all the questions I had, like every test I've ever taken that nobody could help me with until I found a naturopath that understood energy medicine. When we come back, I want to talk with Tom about the harmonious convergence, as he says on his site. I love this. Harmonious convergence of science and spirituality. But more importantly, Dr. Oz, for you, what you said is like now. It's not only the future, but it's now. Tom Palladino joining me here today. When we come back, we're going to tell you more, but it's more than that. This is an invitation for everybody out there that's thinking, how do I get well? How do I handle this thing that's in my body? What can I do? We've got some answers for you today. Let's take a short break. Benny, Jacob, Olivia. Yes, it does take a village. We'll be right back with the show. Enjoy.
ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minkru's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step-by-step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace. Every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Did you know that each Enneagram type has a different worldview, different patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving? They also have essential qualities that are unique to their type. Understanding this helps us develop more tolerance, respect, and appreciation for ourselves and others. Renee Siegel works with individuals, couples, families, and groups using the Enneagram to build better relationships as a tool in addiction recovery. Visit YouArePurePotential.com for more info.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, me, Yvonne, in the Realm of Being each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Take the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself, and we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Being.
Goldstein, and here's a coffee with the universe tip. It's no secret that anxiety and overwhelm are on the rise. While the tendency is to suppress these feelings, anxiety is really a messenger that's telling you something is off, very off. You might be shooting yourself and living a life based on someone else's expectations. Maybe you have trouble saying no, or maybe you're following the fearful voice in your head that demands you do more, be more in order to feel worthy. So see where you can make a few adjustments in what you're doing to get rid of the overwhelm and create more peace inside instead. To get more tips like this, tune into my Transformation Talk radio show called Coffee with Universe. It's a live call-in show. I'd love to chat with you.
My gosh, I am so excited. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Look, I met Tom. I heard about Tom, and he doesn't even know this, many, many years ago. And how did I hear about him? What was my first introduction? You know, you have to be bold in the world of healing, and you have to be bold to understand that what we need is available to us. That's what Tom has created, right? Scalar Energy and ScalarLight.com. Go watch the video. When you think about what Tom Palladino has done and when he started to do it, like not yesterday, right? Like in the day, as Benny would say, back in the day when he started to do this, he started to take on the questions that people had. And here are some of the questions, and we're going to talk about it. And this is what people say. How can you transmute matter? How does that work? You know, how do you turn the ability to form our own nutrients? You know, how do you look at what we have already available to us? And you watch and you witness, right? You witness in front of you the people that are using this and are changing. And I love transmutation. But more importantly, how do we understand this energy that is not bound by time or distance or even imagination in some ways? Right. And Tom, let's get down into it about that.
Okay.
Because energy doesn't have that. You know, think about Einstein. Don't think about what he did. Don't think about the math Einstein guy. Don't think about that guy. Think about the guy that has all these quotes that have nothing to do with what he's known for, right? Think about his conversations about imagination. Think about his conversations about energy. I want to talk to you about this. Here we are today, 24, 26 months, right? You've got to believe that what you created is more important now than ever. You have to believe that, do you?
I do. This technology, after this pandemic, hopefully this technology will be embraced because we need answers. Sure, that it's been a tough few years, as you have mentioned. And this new technology will solve many problems. That's the point of technology. It's to be used for the betterment of mankind. That's my entire goal, is to see the advancement of mankind, humanity. You spoke about transmutation. That's one of the functions of a scalar energy instrument. What do we mean by transmutation? Whereby you can change one molecular form, one physical form, into another physical form. And you can do that readily with a scalar energy instrument. What am I saying? My scalar energy instruments allow me to have control over molecular form. And in so doing, I can break down the molecular constitution, the molecular form of, say, a pathogen, a microbe, or a toxin. And I do that by way of the administration of scalar energy. It's not a chemical process. It's an informational process. So this is the new technology that we're going to use to address toxins and pathogens.
And, you know, what you've created, and you know, not to sound like a stalker right here or anything, but I've watched you from inception, so to speak. Not exactly. You were kind of ahead of the curve even when we met, I don't know how many years ago. But as I'm watching this, we now are at this place. And I'm going to say this because this is what we're doing. In about 3 months, our technology here that supports the network will be outrunning, and we will have more channels, additional channels. But we will be independent. Now, what do I mean? This show is being sent to Facebook. It's being sent to YouTube. Cannot censor. In today's world, what you and I and the thousands of people that gave you reviews have benefited from. Do you know what I mean? And so this is not the time for us to go quietly in the night. This is the time for us to get big out loud, like Harry Knudsen would say. Let's talk about what scalar energy is, scalar light. Let's talk about devices. Let's talk about sessions. Let's talk about it all, please.
So there is a science behind this. This is not a psychic event. I am working with scientific instruments. It's taken me years to build and perfect these scientific instruments. They are an engineering feat, and I do work with a brilliant engineer, by the way. And the long and short of it is, these are not instruments that control electricity, which is the stream of electrons. This is a different dimension, a scalar energy dimension. It has nothing to do with the stream of electrons, if you will. So I am accessing a different dimension, scalar energy. Some people call that the quantum dimension. And once you're in that other dimension, different physics book, so to speak, the laws that govern scalar energy are quite different than the laws that govern electromagnetic energy. So one of the things that I've been able to discover and then command is a scalar energy instrument will command molecular form, atomic form. In other words, scalar energy is the actual intelligence behind molecules, atoms. And with these instruments, I've perfected them so we can create what's beneficial. Actually create the molecular bonds of, say, a vitamin, the B complex vitamins, or we could assemble, say, an amino acid. Or then in reverse, we can disassemble what is harmful, a toxin, a bacterium, a virus. So my point is, with this new technology, we have command, we have consummate control over molecular form. We can create a molecule, assemble a molecule, or we can break down, we can disassemble a molecule. And we do that painlessly, easily, almost effortlessly, because we control that intelligence. Scalar energy is the intelligence behind a molecule.
Yeah. And what I love is you have made this available and accessible. And what I love about this is I'm so thrilled about how I've seen this evolve. And now people can look at specific programs. They could look at the energy. They could do things with you. They could do a 15-day free trial. I'm all about the free trials, folks. And you have really stepped up and have created something that was different from the last time I spoke with you, right? You've created something that makes this something for everyone, right? And I love the way you went through this because we now know and we are learning. You know how I know we're learning? Because all of the blockbuster movies actually have this element in it. We're now learning. It's like a movie that's even the name Parasite, right? We now are learning that you can be clean and you can do this and you can do that. But for whatever reason, we have to take better help. And I want to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Everything from detox to identifying very specific things in the body that need to be eradicated. Tell us about that, because that's really, for me, I know we're right there with energy medicine, but I'm talking about you, energy medicine, and results. So right. Let's talk results.
Right. And that's what it's all about, Dr. Pran. I'm a result-driven researcher. It's all about results. Talk is cheap, frankly. So if you go to my website, you'll read thousands of testimonies. None of those have been coerced or doctored. Those are real testimonies. I'm going to give you a for instance. Yeah. Just 2 weeks ago, I received another a documented case of the herpes virus. A gal had herpes for years.
Yeah.
Now, I worked with this person. I always work with people by way of their photograph, which is the quantum realm. After a session of scalar energy, this woman took it upon herself to have a follow-up test, a diagnostic test. And that test result came back negative, no viral load. Now, I've done this thousands of times with people with various viral infections. The point I'm trying to make is this is a new science. It cannot be explained by Newtonian science. I want the audience to realize I work by way of photographs of people, which is the quantum realm. It's non-physical. I don't work with flesh and bone, so to speak. I work in the informational realm by way of photographs. And in so doing, by way of my laboratory, I'm able to detect, say, the herpes virus, shatter it, disassemble it as found on the photograph through the quantum realm, through the quantum realm. Ultimately, the results will feel better.
And this is what I'm talking about. When I went through this, Tom, I just want to tell people a little bit, if I could. And then when we come back from break, I want to dig deeper into it. I work with women in addiction and recovery. I've been doing it for over 3 decades. And I have looked at the things that I know to work. I come from a family where pretty much I'm the only one alive at the moment that hasn't died from some version of addiction, alcoholism or something like that, or hasn't taken their life. And along the way, you learn some things. And when I read the testimonials, just on that, just on what people are saying about that,
right.
It's got to be, for me, something that we have to figure out how to make super available. I mean, grateful to be living free of addictions. And by the way, I'm talking about drugs and alcohol, but let's just wait a minute. We are now so addicted to food that we don't even know what to do with ourselves, don't you think?
Right.
We just don't know. I mean, it's like, oh, gee, I'd like to have a snack. No, let me go for the candy bar instead of like this other thing. But here's what I love about this. It doesn't matter, does it?
No. It doesn't, because energy is supreme. Energy is the cause, and we're no longer subject to many of these problems because we can overrule. Energy is the driving force of the universe. So we put, obviously, the cause before the effect. And many people who come on to my program, they don't have to do anything. They just send me their photograph. Remember, I'm working with information intelligence. And the intelligence is supreme, and the intelligence reprograms the psyche. The intelligence reprograms the body. People, I want them to accept the healing, but they don't necessarily have to do anything. The energy is the driving force. The prime mover is scalar energy.
We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I want to tell you how you can learn more about this. And I wasn't kidding when I said free trial, but I'm going to have Tom explain the whole thing. You have to go to scalarlight.com. It's S-C-A-L-A-R-light.com. And Jacob and Olivia are putting that website up all over the video version of this, I believe. When we come back, what if you're a crisis counselor? Will it work for you? Mm. What if you're that nurse? When we come back, I just want to read some of this for you so you get a sense of this. Tom Palladino joining me here today. I will tell you, I know for myself, if this was not in my life, if this was not a way for me to understand what it meant to heal, I know I wouldn't be here today. I know it. I just know it because medical science couldn't help me. You know, when you have what they call a mystery disease, you've gone through every test, which even diagnoses you as whether you're autistic or not. When you go through all of that, and then the answer is, hey, your cells stopped working. Boy, you better have the gumption to look for something that does work. Stay tuned. We'll come back, tell you about my journey, tell you about how this works, tell you about how you can get some help, Tom Palladino. Benny, we'll be right back. Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune in to Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com. Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. This happens. With Colette Marie Steffens is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you ever felt like if you just had the right tools and resources, you'd be able to carve a path for the life your heart is aching for? Guess what? You have everything you need inside you. I'm Natasha Ognito, and I'm here to show you that your healing is in your hands. Tune into my show, Unlock the Healing Path, every second and fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about me and my work, visit NatashaOgnedo.com.
Hey, everybody. everybody. Welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I think a bunch of you may have heard us during the break, which is good because Tom and I are going to talk later, and he's going to set up a program for me because along the way, you know, you discover things. And I was telling him, I got these two great knees. Oh, my God, they're, like, super great. I can't even believe it. But along the way, you may decide to take a medication and not know enough about that medication and not understand the side effects. And that's what happened to me. You know, this is a medication that is so essential for a lot of people, so they say. It really, for me, had a different effect. So I need to sit with Tom and say which one of the programs work and get started on it. Here's why. Because when you go through and read the testimonials on this, and this we've known for a long time, we've known about the work. When we are in this world, Einstein said, cannot solve the problem at the level that problem was created. So we're trying to solve it at our daily doing, and we are not solving it at a spiritual level. We're not solving it at an energy level. But Tom, before the break, here's what I said. Can a crisis counselor benefit? I'm going to read this, and then you take it away. I was amazed at my stamina and emotional endurance. This is, I'm reading it. This is, like, for real. I serve as a crisis counselor. The hardest at face at times in people's lives is many times beyond comprehension. And while my heart is to serve and assist such people to reach a place of wholeness and solid standing in their life, it can be severely taxing and draining, severely. And they go on to say, in the past 2 weeks, colleagues needed 2 weeks off, and I worked double time. Yes, so many of you are doing this. Double time to cover her appointments in addition to her work. The amazing technology, a scale of light that God has given us, was perfectly timed with these intense 2 weeks. I was amazed at my stamina and emotional endurance throughout the entire time, as if I was having, ready, no appointments. You can't make that stuff up.
That's the beginning body of evidence that we have. You know, this is a new science. The best I can do are testimonies from people. Yeah. And why do I say that? Well, there is no scalar energy science, just not taught by academia. So the testimonies resonate with everybody. And to answer your question, to your point, yes, scalar energy is for every person, animal or plant, because everybody can benefit. This is the fundamental energy, the prime mover of the universe. In some fashion, every person, animal, and plant will benefit from these scalar light sessions.
And I love what people say, and it's over and over and over again. It says, I was on the 15-day trial, and day 10 convinced me to subscribe for a year. Mm-hmm. See, that's how you know, Tom, that, you know, people are getting a solution.
Yes.
Right, to what they're asking for. They're getting something that they've not been able to get elsewhere. Tell me your vision, Tom Palladino's vision now. I want to know the vision because you've already done so much, but we've just got to do more. That's the answer I get in my meditation when I say, God, tell me what's mine to do today. God says more.
Okay. That's a good point. Let me underscore this. When I work with people, I work with people by way of their photograph. This is my photograph, and I literally place their photograph inside an instrument. Now, where are we going with this? Well, the instrument can work with one photograph, or the instrument can work with thousands, tens of thousands of photographs.
Wow.
So where am I going with this? I want to work with everybody in the world by way of their photographs. I'd like eventually 7.9 billion people to send me their photograph, and I'll send quantum healing by way of their photograph. What do I envision? A global healing ministry. Nothing short of that. A global healing ministry. Is it tenable? Yes. Nothing can stop a photograph. Yes. That's what I want to do.
I just took my photograph to send you. Been doing this a long time, almost 2 decades now. In the world of positive talk, I've been laughed at, I've been joked about, I've been called Pollyanna Patty, it doesn't matter. There are those things. But I am relentless when it comes to what I believe about energy, positive messaging. Somehow, we have got to get people help. That's why I think you're talking to me. That's why I'm talking with you.
Right.
We hear it from the people that call into the show, Tom. You know, we hear what they've gone through. You know, at time, you know, caller calls in and says, I was just beaten outside of my door physically. My husband threw me down a flight of stairs. You know, my child is addicted to multiple drugs. This is, for many people, this is a lifeline, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You're absolutely right. And this hopefully will be the out-of-the-box thinking that we need moving forward. Now, I give the men and women of science great credit, but there are shortcomings, and we've seen those shortcomings during the pandemic. So I, for one, believe that scalar energy is a technology that will eventually and hopefully soon be embraced by mankind. You know, progress always moves forward, and I believe scalar energy, this progress will help people. And that's the whole point. That's why I developed the website. This is why I developed my career. Scalar energy is, again, sunlight or starlight. So it's for everybody. It's non-invasive. It's non-physical. There's no chemical reaction. It's quantum healing energy.
And isn't that really quantum healing, quantum biology, human performance? I mean, these once upon a time would show up in a science fiction movie, but they're not anymore. You know, there are empirical studies now being issued about everything from well-being to wellness to ideas of energy movement transmutation, you know, mind movement into manifestation. I mean, this is study. This is empirical journal stuff that people are doing. They're writing and studying stress. Because why? Because in the world we live in, people want to see the science of it, the results. In the world that you and I are talking about, we know we see because the result is we're alive, we're thriving, and we're well. And this, to me, is the most important part of the conversation today. Your explanation of it is important for people that have to know how. I need to know how you're doing it. I need to know what it's about. Doing the past 10 years. But I know that because I was one of those. I was one of those.
That's okay, Dr. Pat. If people are skeptical, that's okay. And this is why I give away free trials, because the proof is in the pudding. And again, I'm all about results. And many people, they try the free trial and they say, Tom, I don't understand the science. It's a new and emerging science, but I feel better. And then they're convinced. So I'm okay with that. You have to convince people. I have to prove it, and I want to prove it.
What would you say in the journey, and I don't know if you can share this information, but I'm hoping you could share a story about it. You have had to see some amazing healing, just like the story you told earlier, and your testimonies really say it.
We do a lot of charity work around the world. I've been working for the past 2-3 years with an HIV/AIDS clinic in Delhi, India. Now, I've never been to India. So people from India send me their photographs. And after we work with those people in Delhi, India, they'll have a follow-up test for HIV. All of those test results have come back negative. Everybody that I've worked with at this HIV clinic is now HIV negative, no detectable viral load. So this is the beginning body of evidence that we have, in this case from a clinic in Delhi, India. Now, I'm elated. Now, across the board, everybody that has taken a test is telling me that they feel better, they're gaining weight, and that they're HIV negative, no detectable viral load. That is the beginning evidence as to some type of benefit from this quantum healing. Again, this cannot be proven at the university level. Nobody's really defined scalar energy. Nobody can quite grasp what the laws, what the principles that undergird this energy. So again, I'm at the forefront of this movement, and I can only prove my worth by the testimonies, how people feel.
Yeah. Yeah. And believe me, I know. I'm one of those people that lived on the East Coast when the mayor of New York City refused to even look at AIDS as a thing. And I know firsthand what that experience is like. And United, so the work that you did in the demonstrations are super important because they work.
Yeah. You're right.
They work. And that's really what we're talking about here today, right? We're talking about what this is that works, what researchers and physicists of the past used. And let's just make a footnote here if we could, right? So we don't think researchers, physicists, we're like, oh, no, they didn't use scalar energy. But that's not true, Tom, right?
You're right. You're right. If you look at scalar energy in a broader context, it's your thinking. Thinking is a function of scalar energy. Emotions are scalar energy. So I want to make this very palatable and very common, and it is. If this is sunlight or starlight, it's everywhere. So our soma, our mind, and our soul are all, if you will, enveloped with this scalar energy. This is not esoteric. It should not be. Scalar energy is everywhere. I believe human thought is only possible because of scalar energy. In other words, cognitive thinking, creativity, is a function of scalar energy.
I want to ask you this. Let's just talk about the free trial, because I mentioned this like a couple of times, but I never really did tell people what it is. Because, you know, whenever someone has the results that you have, and offers a free trial, what it really speaks to is the efficacy, meaning the results that you get. Tell us about what you created for this, because it's not just this is a 15-day free trial, right, Tom? Did I get
exactly.
that right?
So everybody in the world is entitled to 15 days of free sessions, and I mean that quite literally. And every day I receive thousands of photographs from around the world, people who want to test this, and they should. This is a new technology. And over the course of 15 days, we will, if you will, disassemble or eradicate microbes, viruses, bacteria. We have the ability to balance the brain waves and the chakras. And the other standardized session, we have the ability to create nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids. We do all of that through the quantum realm by way of your photograph. All you have to do is email us your photograph. We work through the quantum energy captured on your photograph. So this is a non-physical transmission of intelligence. I'm sending you scalar energy intelligence. And if you will, that the way we access that intelligence is through your photograph, because your photograph carries your information. Everybody's photograph is unique. So that 15-day trial will avail you to those three sessions, the microbe cleanse, the chakra balancing, and the nutrient therapy. We practice those three modalities on a daily basis, and the upshot is the greater majority of people feel better after 15 days. Again, you don't have to do a thing. You just simply email us your photograph.
And what I love about it, they can go to the website. I just want to make sure everybody goes to the website, because the free trial is right there, and there's instructions on exactly what to do. You know, the other thing I was also reading about was this is for people, but it's also for pets. Let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah. And that's a great point, Dr. Pat. Your dog and your cat does not know that you just took their photograph and submitted them to a scalar energy session. Now, most animals, pets, they respond and quite favorably. Now, that should be an indication that there's something here, that something's working. Okay? So, for instance, I have a St. Bernard, and I've always worked with my St. Bernard. My St. Bernard does not have germs, microbes. My St. Bernard has always been healthy. My St. Bernard doesn't even have bad breath. Because every day I'm eradicating the bacteria and the parasites from his body. So does this work? Yes. Photographs of people, animals, and plants, they always respond.
And, you know, one of the things that people may be thinking, oh, I'm not sure it's going to work for me, dot, dot, dot. But I want to say to you, if you go through and you look at the testimony, you'll see a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life that are going through this. And, you know, and Tom, this is really important to talk about because we are talking about scale or energy, because we are talking about, you know, the power of this form of healing. And this is documented way, way back, ancient, way, way back. You know, this is not something that says I can take care of this and not this, because energy doesn't know the distance, the difference,
right?
I mean, energy is not shocked by our minds. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, that's the whole point of working with energy. It's fundamental. It's the very cause of intelligence. In other words, scalar intelligence carries the intelligence of the universe. So many times when I'm working with my instruments, and I want to make this very clear, it's not human intelligence. It's not my intelligence. It's divine intelligence. And that's why it works. We're working with this fundament of the universe. Energy, intelligence, light, that's the fundament of the universe.
I was blown away by what I read in so many of these, but I was especially blown away by the testimonials that I read about Lyme disease. And, you know, if you go to the website, Scalar Light, scalarlight.com, and go to the testimonials, you can even search. You can search for maybe something you think is bothering you, and you'll see. But when you hear people talk about pain, right, talk about no energy, talk, and then you read the testimonials, right, with somebody that has been suffering for so long, and this is a testimonial that came in by Christina on January 24, 2020. Detailed testimonial, right? Detailed of what happens. People saying, I could not even walk to my mailbox, and I am walking to my mailbox a quarter of a mile now. I am feeling motivated now, right? You know, I'm getting a lot accomplished now. And that's after they described that they haven't been able to sleep for years. Do you see what I'm trying to say? That's why I'm like you. I'm results-oriented. And when we start to look at some of the results people are getting, these are people saying, this is what I experienced through this. And that has got to blow people away. I mean, I know you see it every day, but for people listening to this show, they have to go in here and look at this themselves, because what they'll find their story here. I bet they will find their story here somewhere.
And that's a good point. And again, once again, to emphasize, this is new. I believe I'm the only one in the world with this type of instrument.
Okay.
And hence my results are unique. And so with that in mind, I have nothing to compare this to. I am at the vanguard of this movement. So what should I do to get this out there? Give away free sessions and then rely upon people sharing their testimony. There is no body of evidence for this new science. We're at the cutting edge of this new science. So to speak to your point, the testimonies are crucial. And word of mouth, you're not going to find this in any university. It's not taught by academia.
It's not. And, you know, what I love about this, Tom, is that you put the whole testimonial up on the site. And a lot of times you'll go to a site and people will just put like a quote or a clip. But I'm reading some of these and people are very clear at the history of where they were, right? You know, they also talk about how they are feeling. You know, how they're waking up and how they're feeling, right? And what to do, the instructions of how to administer the treatment, on how to go about it, right? And you hear things like, and this is for all you out there that are listening to the show, this is directly from the website, right? I turned a corner in my recovery. Within a couple of weeks, I was getting my energy back. I mean, over and over and over and over again.
Yes, yes. So notwithstanding the fact that, again, this is a new science, we have to rely upon people's testimony.
Okay?
There is no college textbook. So the testimonies, and as this flourishes and as a greater number of people try this, I'll post, if you will, 10,000 or 20,000 testimonies. That is the body of evidence that we have to go on right now. Thank you.
I know we're going to run out of time, but I got to just leave with this one testimonial, if you don't mind, because it's short, but it's sweet. And it was posted November 6th of 2018 by Holly. And you can go to the website and you can look at all these. And it's, I'm going to read the direct quote. I was just recently retested for the Epstein-Barr virus, as well as HHV, the S6 virus. Both viruses were very high and were reactivated as a byproduct of Lyme disease. Both PCR tests just came back negative, showing no presence of the virus whatsoever. Thank you, God. Thank you, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to post these.
The proof's in the pudding. Thank you.
Tom, I want to thank you for all that you do. I want to thank you for not giving up and keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Please, again, tell folks how they can get involved, how they can get help, and I'd love to know your personal message for today.
Yeah. It's a grassroots movement, scalarlight.com. Visit the website, do your homework, and then if you're inclined, send in your photographs. You're going to email us your photographs. By the way, you can email us your 5, 6, 7 photographs of your family members and include your pets. And I'm going to try and inculcate this message. Scalar energy is not novel. Everybody possesses scalar energy. The human mind and the human heart broadcast scalar energy. So think well and be of good heart, be of good cheer, because you are broadcasting, you are emanating scalar energy. That is my message to the audience today.
Tom Palladino, everyone. I'm Dr. Pat. Please go to the website. You'll see it right there. It is a 15-day free trial. But do like what I did when I first heard of this. Go look and read the testimonials. Take a look at everything on here. Take a look at people just right in there telling you that they're sleeping after years of not sleeping. Decide this for yourself, but also pass it forward. Pay it forward. Tell somebody you know that's in pain, maybe in suffering, maybe that's addicted. Just send them here. Just send them here, because Tom's generosity is by far one of the greatest blessings we could have to help each other heal. Tom Palladino, thank you, Tom, so much.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. Contests are the responsibility of the host of this program and not KKNW. This is Alternative Talk 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KNUC 98.9 HD3 Seattle.
And good Tuesday to you. Many others here for a look at your Alternative Talk AM 1150 traffic update for around the town. Looks like on I-5 southbound just north of North 85th Street, we have a disabled vehicle partially blocking the right center lane. The State Patrol and its response team have gotten that disabled vehicle off the site, and they are getting that motor. Stay tuned. Coming up next, after the news and weather, it's Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lisa Taylor. Household debt is climbing to an all-new level. The New York Federal Reserve says it's now $15 trillion in the U.S. It hit that mark in the third quarter as mortgage and car balances both increased. Investigators are looking into the Astroworld concert tragedy in Texas and combing through what's left at NRG Park in Houston, which has been sealed off by a judge. Attorney Benny Augusto represents several people who were hurt by a mob of fans, and he says the scene they describe is haunting.
They saw lifeless people. Of course, they were being crunched themselves until after the police got there and was able to make some room.
They're suing the headliner, Travis Scott, as well as everybody else who was involved in last Friday's concert. 8 people were crushed to death. The lawsuit alleges concert promoters and security failed to have a safety plan for the deadly situation and had nowhere near enough medical or security personnel. More travelers are expected to hit the roads and take to the skies this holiday season. AAA predicts Thanksgiving travel will return to pre-pandemic levels with more than 53 million Americans on the move. That's a 13% increase. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is signing a law clarifying the state's Right of Conscience Act so that it doesn't apply to COVID-19 vaccine mandates. The measure was designed to protect health care providers by refusing to perform a service because it goes against their beliefs. It's currently being cited in lawsuits over vaccine and testing mandates. However, the new law doesn't take effect until June. Twitter is launching a new subscription service. It's called Twitter Blue, and it's available to iOS, Android, and web users for $2.99 a month. One of the features includes ad-free articles from more than 300 new sites based in the U.S., but it doesn't include articles behind an outlet's paywall. Cleveland Browns running backs Nick Chubb and Demetric Felton have COVID. ESPN says the pair are both vaccinated. They are questionable for Sunday's game against the New England Patriots. They'd need two negative COVID tests 24 hours apart to be able to play. You're listening to the latest on NBC News Radio.
Hi, I'm Lee Cadell, host of Reigniting You, the show that takes a positive, forward-looking approach to career transitions for Gen Xers and boomers every Monday morning at 7 o'clock. Whether you're looking to stay in the workforce, do your own thing, or retire or semi-retire, Reigniting You is your source for career transition advice, inspiration, and insight for what's next in your career and life. Join me Mondays at 7 o'clock a.m. here on KKNW to get re-energized, recharged, and reignited.
And let's go ahead and take a look now for alternative talk weather outlook for Tuesday. Well, we'll see more rain and windy conditions again today. High temperatures around 47, 48 degrees. The wind, by the way, will be around 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusting up to 30 and maybe 40 in selected areas. For tonight, the wind will back down, but we will see some rain and mostly cloudy skies. Low temperatures down to about 43. For Wednesday, more clouds and rain expected, highs around 52. Same for Thursday and Veterans Day. Clouds and rain, highs around 58.
The views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of KKNW, its management, or other advertisers. This program is sponsored by Dr. Pat Vasily and Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready to challenge conventional beliefs about what's possible in creating health, wealth, and happiness. You are listening to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. This hit show is providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. It is time to open and expand your awareness, accelerate your well-being as Megan shares wisdom, teachings, and experience from a lifelong journey of the heart. Enact the power of radical change with ease and lift your desires to a new perspective. Now, here's Playing on the Edge Radio.
Radical change with ease. Do you remember, Pat, when you mixed it up and it was radical ease with change?
It was something like that, wasn't
it? It was radical ease with change. I loved that. And welcome, everybody. You are here with the wonderful Pat and myself, Megan Edge, on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease. And today we're talking about being on the edge of medical madness.
Yeah.
This is I've got goosebumps just even tapping into the energy of what we're going to be talking about today, sharing about today, and hopefully maybe blowing a few minds today.
Yeah.
That's my hope and intention.
And what I love about this is we're not just going to take a snapshot in time. We're going to really go back and talk about the fact that being on the edge of medical madness has existed forever. It goes as far back as belief and disbelief in ancient healing traditions. It goes and it evolves itself through the age of discovery and the age of science, but it also goes through and evolves itself to the discounting of things that came before what we now know as conventional medicine. And so this show today is about what? It's about this. You know, when we talk about medical or medicine, we have a snapshot of the world today. But we have to look at how we even got here as human beings, how we weren't completely annihilated from every bug, every virus, every pimple that showed up in our lives. how did this happen 2,000 years ago? How did people live, survive, and thrive? How did that happen then, and why, as we move forward, do we create the medical madness by wanting to discount what people in indigenous countries are using now and are not sick? Hello.
And well, not only just indigenous people, but you know, whole cultures. Look at Chinese medicine, look at Ayurvedic medicine. Go to any pharmacy in Germany or France, and you'll find the shelves are full of tinctures and supplements and plant medicines. And really, when we ask the question, you know, how did we get here? How is it that we managed to survive the last 5 million years of evolution? Well, we did it by evolving alongside the medicines that kept us healthy. But more than that, we learned how to live well, and I feel like we've lost that learning. We've lost the knowing that fresh air, clean water, good food, fresh food, not prepackaged, not pre-made, not with all the nutrients pulled out of it, and healthy soils are what creates a strong, healthy, vital, resilient human being. And it's really only within the last 150 to 250 years, when we think about the Industrial Revolution, and all the consequences of that to a human's ability to be healthy, moving into cities, waters becoming polluted, soils becoming depleted, and then a lack of variety in medicines to help us overcome the illnesses that show up for us. So there is a long history, and there's also really a short history. A lot happened in the last 150 years that has been very detrimental
to human
health, especially in North America.
Yeah, I want you to take us on this journey because why? First of all, you are an expert in the journey and what you've created in your own life. So let's just be really clear about that right there. But also, you're a person that does the research,
mm-hmm.
that builds things based on not just what you create in your own healing modalities, but based on science too. So take us on a journey back, right? Because I'll tell you what's happening now. What's showing up a lot in our pop culture, and it's showing up through whether it's Netflix series or an Apple series or somebody's, it's something, something, somewhere, all of a sudden something creeps in. Some kind of thing creeps in, and somebody here hears about what? Chaka mushroom. Number one, like I can't say the station, but a number one series. And they've got the mushroom. And they're talking, how does that happen in 2021, Megan?
Well, wait, how does it happen that we don't know what that is here in North America?
Good point. I know what it is because I drink the tea.
Well, yes, and to use the example of mushrooms, you know, let's take it back a step. I was thinking about this morning in preparation for the show today. Somehow, on the boat from Europe to North America, people forgot or purposely left behind what they knew about plants and mushrooms and soil and all the rest, and came to North America completely disregarding the information and knowledge that the indigenous people had from living here all this time, and decided to reinvent the wheel, reinvent the medicine wheel. And not in the way that indigenous people use it. And I have to wonder why. Why would you just leave behind so much knowledge? And so that got me thinking, and I had to go farther back. I'm going to bring up the Inquisition just for a moment. And for those of you who are not familiar with what the Inquisition was, and to some degree still is, it was a full-on attack on the population, mostly women or healers, or people who didn't follow the church's dictates at the time. And this is not church bashing. This is just history.
Yeah.
And an all-out attack on the herbal healers because the politics behind that was that if the people can't look after themselves and be healthy themselves, then they will turn to the church. And the church will absolve them of they will keep their soul from disarray and whatever else. And there was a whole rhetoric around health and healing is only available at the hands of God and the priest. And I'm not saying don't pray if you're sick. Sure, please do go ahead and do that. And in the meantime, also do these other things. So you get this glut of knowledge that is no longer available because you've killed the people who carry the knowledge. You've killed the healers, the wise women. You've killed the doctors of the past. And that paves the way for a new kind of medical model. And that medical model is based on a very masculine model to the point where in the earlier part of the last century, and right up until very recently in parts of Canada still, it was illegal to practice midwifery. It was illegal for women to practice medicine. That's in the U.S. in the late 1800s, early 1900s, those few brave women who pushed their way into medical school to say, no, we need to know this as well. And there's a whole history that's been lost of women in medicine. That can be a whole other show. It's fascinating when you actually find the history again. And then as women came back into medicine, they were relegated to the nursing role and not encouraged to take on leadership roles. So we have a very masculine model of healing. And again, that's not bashing male doctors. It's that masculine role, model of healing, and the way that with the Industrial Revolution and industrialized medicine, we started to create a model of medicine that compartmentalizes the body, sees the body as a machine, and then dissects it into its working parts with a complete disregard for the whole system, how things interact, and the effect and impact of the environment on the individual. And so fast forward to today, and now we're working in a medical model, there's a belief that one size fits all,
mm-hmm.
and that there are no exceptions, and there is nothing else but the pill, but the medicine to help heal somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that we're doing today in the show is we're talking about, it's a question, isn't it? And the question is, are we on the edge of medical madness? Is that where we are? And that's why I love doing a show like this, because we're going to share information. We're going to share facts with you. We're going to share things today. And you have to decide this, because when you step back from it, you, me, all of us, we're at a choice point, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the last show, you know, they heard me talk a little bit about my own healing journey and how everything that I had known wasn't working. Because I knew one model of medicine in 2003, right? I had a little bit introduction to energy because I went on a path to study that, to understand sacred ritual. But by no means did I even understand how to translate that to an everyday life.
Right.
So aren't we today, Megan, aren't we presenting the question for people? Are you on the edge of medical madness? What do we mean by that? Let's talk about what we mean by that.
Yeah, and that's a really great place to start. What do we mean by medical madness? For me personally, medical madness is when we are not given options.
Mm-hmm.
We are informed that it is this way or there's nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pill. It's a vaccine. It's a radiation treatment. It's a fill in the blank. And that there is no creative thinking or critical thinking. And again, it's not that this is every doctor, but I have come across a fair number of them at this point in my journey, my daughter's journey, my mother's journey, where there is simply no spark of curiosity. It is as it has been presented. The other aspect for me about medical madness is when we look at who is controlling the medicine in North America and what is the interest and motivation that those who control the medicine, what is their motivation? Why is there such tight control over this medicine or these medicines when we only have to scratch the surface to understand that there are so many other options? And then the third definition for me around medical madness is when there is a complete disregard, shaming, character slander on anyone who dares to suggest that looking after yourself through food, nutrition, exercise, clean water, faith, whatever it is, has a significant impact on how healthy a person is going to be. So those are my three main, and there's more, but those are my three main, for me, definitions of what is, in fact, medical madness.
Yeah. And here's what I love. Medical madness, again, let me give you a short version of what it was like for me before I discovered the, you know, the sanity version of it. You know, Susan Dene does a show, and she hasn't started yet, but her brand is called Know You're Crazy. That's to know those parts of you that make you feel crazy, right? It's a short version of it. What made me feel crazy after a lifetime of success, corporate jobs, the whole gamut, successful athlete, whatever you want to call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What made me feel crazy in 2004 was not having answers and not having options and not having alternatives.
Right.
And believe it or not, it was the angel lady who pointed me to natural medicine in the strangest way by giving me a conventional problem. So when we talk about medical madness or any form of this, what people say, Megan, is I feel totally shackled by not having the freedom to choose.
Yes.
See, that is the freedom we have. And when we don't have that freedom to choose, when we have to go to another country to get a modality for cancer that actually works in that country, people feel like I'm running out of options, I'm running out of choices, I feel hopeless, don't they?
They do, and it's a very real experience because, sadly, our conventional medical system is very limiting in what it is willing to accept as possibilities and choice. And one of the things that's really come up for me over the last year and a half is about informed consent. It's about having access to the information itself, to the research itself. I've said so many times on Facebook and to clients and to family and friends in general, do your own research. And it's one thing to say that, and I do my own research, but I realize that where I'm looking for my information isn't readily available to somebody who is just typing into Google cures for cancer or how to deal with viruses or, you know, how to boost your immune system. Unfortunately, if they're just looking at the first page of a Google search for that, they're not going to get very far. It's not enough to simply say, just do your research.
Right.
What's more helpful is to say, look over here. You know, here's what PubMed is. Here is how this is a resource for you. Here's how to navigate a scientific research database. And here's how to read the information about all the studies that are being done. And most people don't know how to do that. And I certainly didn't know how to do that until I started. And had a few people show me, here's what PubMed is, or here's what, there's another one called Med something. Anyway, we can find the links and put them in for people.
Yeah, and let me just come out and say this before we go to break. I'm going to give something specific, really, right out of the gate, and I'm going to cite empirical research on it for anybody that's like YouTube and monitoring and Facebook. Let's talk about Reiki for a moment. How is it, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, and maybe Olivia and y'all can, you know, just make sure you type that in so people see it. What happens when, once upon a time, it's considered alternative, and then now it's starting to show up in empirical research in journals? And so I'm saying this because what I'm about to say, I'm going to say it from the research, empirical. And you could Google it. You can Google empirical study on Reiki. And what you're going to find are scientific studies, clinical studies, and scientific evidence, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start to look at these, and you look at them from mixed methods of studying, because I'm a researcher, when you look at them from this point of view and you look at the evaluation, you're going to get two things, quantitative, qualitative, and a mixed version. I am a mixed version specialist. I take quantitative and qualitative and I put them into empirical form. So now what you have are studies, including studies that have come out in 2019. Why? Why are we giving these studies in 2019? why are we talking about Reiki as a growing complementary therapy? And this article was on pediatric oncology. Why are we talking about it? Why are people studying it? Why are they now having empirical results or analyzed? This amount happens. This demonstrates. So why are we now having an empirical article that says, this study demonstrates the feasibility of using Reiki therapy in pediatric cancer patients undergoing HSCT. Furthermore, these studies evidence that trained pediatric oncology nurses can insert Reiki into their clinical practice as a valid instrument for diminishing suffering of cancer in child.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I love it. And how is it that this is happening right now in 2019, 2021, 2022? Because people have lost faith in conventional medicine. They have watched their loved ones die. They have reached that point of frustration. They're tired of being told, this is it, this is what you've got, and you have to learn to live with it for the rest of your life. I think that there is a significant portion of the population, both at the professional level and the personal level, who are starting to think critically about what they've been taught about medicine and are starting to look for something else. As a Reiki master, I was taught in all of my trainings the whole process of Reiki. I was taught the history of Reiki, the man who created the original Reiki, the Asuri Reiki. And the kinds of, the sorts of research that's happening now validates what his experience was when he first started to create Reiki and what so many generations of Reiki practitioners have experienced. And then taking that experience and turning it into other types of energy healing, like my intuitive energy massage, which incorporates Reiki, but also has a whole bunch of other things. And in fact, before the world shut down last March, a colleague of mine and I were starting to do scientific research on intuitive energy massage.
Right.
And looking at what's happening. Why are people having these amazing healing experiences like this? What's going on in the body? And how can we chart what's happening in the, with brain waves and what's happening with blood flow and all of these amazing, amazing things? It's becoming mainstream because it's worked for enough people that we've hit a tipping point. And that tipping point is, if this is working so well anecdotally, maybe there's something to it. And now science is validating ancient forms of healing, whether it's plant medicines, essential oils, energy healing, chakra work, whatever it is. There's finally enough interest in taking this from the woo-woo realm, where it gets dismissed, to the, there might be something valid here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can do with it. And that's a beautiful blending of science and research and modern conventional medicine and what we consider to be alternative or ancient medicines.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
And you know, and I want to be really clear about this. Because we're talking about medical madness when we get to the point where we're not allowed to choose.
Mm-hmm.
That means if I break my leg, I get to choose going to Dr. Boone and like saying, Dr. Boone, put my leg together,
mm-hmm.
right? Or if I get to, like I made a choice to get two new knees, I want to go and Dr. Boone, pull out your robot, make this happen, right? And then go on the journey. But then I also want to be able to choose, yes, I'm going to go through everything that conventional medicine wants me to do. And can you please give me the option then, paid by insurance, which it doesn't,
mm-hmm.
to then go over here and get a modality that will take care of my scar.
Right.
And, you know, that may be an injection which has been used so anciently. You know, we have had certain modalities that literally will take a scar to heal. I mean, talking, you know, people in the Amazon, talking about people that knew to take a massive scar, and by taking herbs, they have their own form of injection, not what we have today, but have treated that wound in certain ways. How do we know it? Well, we've gotten some of their secrets. Thank you, Amazon John. But in the scheme of things,
mm-hmm.
this is the Journal of Pediatric Oncology Nursing with this journal. I actually put the link in there for Olivia to take a look at. That was published May 3rd, And I got to give a little credit to Dr. Zuccoletti, Dr. Candela, and Dr. Botticelli. These are the people that did this particular article, and it is available, and you can check it for updates. It's just one article.
Yep. Well, look at essential oils. Over 200,000 research projects looking at the validity, veracity, looking at the way in which the components and constituents of essential oils as a medicinal or as medicine can have impact and effect on viruses, bacteria, cancers, Alzheimer's, inflammation, you name it. I mean, I know there's the catchphrase, there's an oil for that, and that's making it quite simplified. But at a certain level in terms of healing and medicine, there is a plant, there is an essential oil that can be a contributing factor in healing. It's not a miracle cure. Nothing is a miracle cure. We have to do the work still. But to completely dismiss an entire area of research.
Mm-hmm. Oh, let me blow your mind on this. All right, before we go to break.
Yeah.
Journal article published October 1, 1997. That's like a few years ago, so I'm going to give you the old one.
Mm-hmm.
Essential oils and aromatherapy, their modern role in healing. In the abstract of this article, it goes on and it says very simply, it's one of the most active growing forms. They call it at this time alternative medicine, combining massage together with counseling, right? So they go on.
Yes.
And then they go on to talk about in the abstract that stress-related disorder, aromatherapy encourages healing. And they go on to say that.
Mm-hmm.
They go on to say that when they get down to the actual mode of action of essential oils, here's what they say. This is 97 now. When we come back from break, we'll give you an update. They say the actual result is far from known, although there is evidence that essential oils can act as an antimicrobial and antioxidant agent or have a pharmacological effect on various tissues.
Mm-hmm.
Studies have shown, and this is 1997, everybody, studies have shown that essential oils have an effect on brain waves and can also alter behavior. It is possible that most of the effect of the oils is transmuted through brain via olfactory, but we now know also it's transmuted through the skin. And it says used professionally and safely can be a great benefit to adjunct to conventional medicine or simply as an alternative. Thank you, Liz Balchin, for that. That is an article of the Royal Society for Public Health. Royal Society for Public Health.
Yes.
So, that is like not the scholarly article that I would imagine that would be posted in. But you see, this is what we're talking, and there's so many more. There's mm-hmm. so many more. I gave you an old article, but if you fast forward, you'll start to look at some of the new articles. For example, the commercial essential oil potential for antimicrobials in treating skin disease. It goes on and on and on. And for Facebook and YouTube, these are scholarly articles. This is an article that I'm quoting from 2017, just for y'all out there, Ann Orchard and Sandy Van Duren. When we come back from break, don't just look at the articles, look at their methods. Look at their structure. The point is this. We're so far beyond saying that these things don't work. How do I know? The minute you have an empirical or an evidence-based complementary and alternative medicine, evidence-based article, you move out of the realm, you move out of the realm of storytelling and you move into science. When we come back, this is not for us to tell you what to do. We are not doctors. This show is about choosing. So instead of medical madness, you have medical mastery.
Mm.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. I'd like to introduce a wonderful...
Well, some of us are outwardly successful, but inwardly feel unhappy and living a life lacking in purpose and meaning. It just doesn't feel good. Well, The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer can help you discover what's important to you and how to go for it. For more information to purchase the book, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or CarlGreer.com.
Welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of insight and inspiration with the renowned healer and coach, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, she dives deep into the magical sea of you, to the place in you that's ready to activate. Tune in live every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetitions daily, building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. She'll take a quantum journey as well as reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit QuantumTouch.com.
Everybody, welcome back. So great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And by the way, you are listening to, and this is really kind of cool because this is a show Megan and I do every month. It's Playing on the Edge Radio, and it's with Megan Edge, Radical Change with Ease. Today we're having a conversation which has more questions than answers, which is on the edge of medical madness. And we describe medical madness in a couple ways from our perspective. So what does it mean for you? What does being on the edge of medical madness mean for you? And it could mean so many things, right? This is where you get to decide this. Before we go to the phones, can you just let folks know, one, how they can find out more about you, but also what are some of the other things that you've got, you're doing and planning?
Yes, absolutely. Well, certainly Transformation Talk Radio, you can find my profile right then and there. You can see all of our shows that we've done for the last 4 years. This is show 48. Can
you see this?
I love it. So there are
congratulations to us.
Yes, congratulations to us. Let's get to 50. we'll have a big bonanza show. You can certainly find me on my webpage, which is meganedge.ca. And then YouTube, we've got a beautiful YouTube channel filled with all kinds of resources and workshops and our radio shows and the whole, well, there's all sorts of things there. And that's Megan Edge Healing on LinkedIn, Megan Edge Healing on Facebook, and Megan Edge on Facebook. I'm on Instagram. And I've just recently opened up and I'm launching my new Etsy store. And I'll show you our beautiful, this is our new branding that we've got here for it. Isn't that awesome? Beyond the Garden Gate. Beyond the Garden Gate Botanicals.
Beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous? Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is all about plant medicines and essential oils and the various products that I've been researching and then making over the last couple of years, and bringing them now onto a platform where people can purchase them from me for their own use as a complement to whatever other medicine they might be using. But for me, it's always about building bridges, always about that, meeting in the middle.
And that's why we're talking about this today, because, mm-hmm. you know, my version of medical madness had more to do with two major events. One of them was an event that one day I was sitting and the next I was in an ambulance, and I went through months of tests, so many tests, hooked up to so many things. You know, folks were like, we didn't think you were going to come back. And I'm like, where'd I go?
Mm-hmm.
And so you go on that journey, and that's a journey I started before I started this, before I knew anything about it. So you're reading reports, you're looking at tests, you're not understanding them, you know, but you really don't feel empowered. You don't know that you can even ask the questions. And then when you do, and you're told, well, we discovered a couple of really cool things about you, and then they throw out words like spectrum, and you're thinking it's a color palette, and you go off in your world, right, and then you have another event. But you get to the point sometimes where the answers just don't make sense.
Yeah.
And you ask different questions.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, having said all that, we had Steve on the phone. He was going to come on and make a comment. But Steve, if you're there, please give us a call back. This is a show where everybody gets to decide what this is for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not telling you what you should define as your medical mojo.
No.
We're not.
What it is for me, Pat, is it's about finding out and understanding where an illness comes from or why an injury happens. It's not enough for me to be told by a doctor, well, we don't know. We know you have the symptom, but we don't know where it came from. And we're not really going to find out for you because we've got this medicine that, you know, will help with that symptom. Maybe. Sometimes. Maybe there'll be side effects. But here, take it anyway. And this is the experience that I've had not only with my own health, but with my daughter's health as well. I want to understand how did this condition show up? Or the functional neurological disorder, what sparked it? I've had people say to me, well, it doesn't really matter what sparked it. You can't fix it. I don't believe that. I just don't believe that. And maybe that's a problem or maybe it's not. But as soon as someone tells me there's no solution, there's no answer, this is just the way it is, that kickstarts my research gene and I just go into overdrive. Like, but hang on, is that true? You know, there's only one way to fix this? Are you sure? I think there might be others. If we look beyond just what's right in front of us, to see that there are options, to educate ourselves, to learn how to advocate for ourselves.
Yeah. I mean, this is part of the conversation today that's so important for me because, you know, when I think back, I'm like everybody else. I had a white coat walks in the room, and it doesn't matter who's in it. You know, there's a level of authority that you automatically give them. And in some cases, rightly so.
Mm-hmm.
Like Dr. Boone, you come in there and you're going to do my thing for my knee. I've already done my homework on you. I'm willing to say, good, take the robot, make the knees work,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
But then when it's all over and done, you're going to get recommendations. And then you're going to get other options. And this is where people feel like they're losing it. One, they don't know what the other options are.
Mm-hmm.
Or two, they know what the other options are, and there's no way to get supplemented financially for them.
Yeah, and we could go on about our medical mm-hmm. system between Canada and the United States and all the places where it's really struggling right now to be able to provide good care for people. And there are good people trying to do good work in that system, but the system itself is so cumbersome at this point
yeah.
that really, I think you have a couple of choices. The choice is either to hand over your sovereignty and your health mm-hmm. autonomy to the white coat and just trust and pray that they have solutions for you that are going to work for you,
mm-hmm.
or asking other questions about what's available.
Exactly. And that's why we're doing the show today, to say that whatever you do, no matter what path you go on, one of the ways to really eradicate medical madness is knowing you have the freedom to choose. Why don't we go to Steve? I think Steve's back.
Steve from Atlanta. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Steve. Welcome to the show. How can we help you today?
Thank you so much. I just wanted to say, first of all, thanks for having me. And Megan, Dr. Pat, a really great conversation. We really need to have more of it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. You know, we're trying our best. And you noticed in this particular show, we are supporting things we're saying with evidence because we don't want this show to be censored or taken down. So we're very mindful to not just give our perspective, but to give people things that they can look at and make decisions for themselves. Do you see the value of that, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, Steve, it's really great that you called in with that. Thank you so much, because sometimes we do know whether we're meeting your needs and we're bringing you the kind of programming that you deserve. And so getting that feedback
Thank
from you.
You
is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And I did have a couple of comments, if I may, just from what I heard earlier.
Go for it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, great. So first I wanted to say I completely agree with Megan. She made a comment earlier about how conventional medicine can really feel restrictive. And I had a very good conversation with a good friend of mine who's a doctor who talked about from his perspective that one of the major issues we're having with conventional medicine, and he even sees it as a doctor, is that you have to find a doctor that's willing to listen to you and really hear your concerns and not just dictate to you what his or her experience as a doctor suggests you should do. And if you find that doctor, then certainly conventional medicine becomes a much greater option for you in what you're terming this medical madness, which for me, the way I define medical madness, and I understand that this is just purely, you know, empirical, but for me, what I find to be medical madness is the fact that so many people are making decisions about their own health without really considering the impact on others around them and how much lack of information is out there. Like, and so that brings me to the idea, too, that Megan, you talked about choices, that absolutely choices in the medical field have to be there for us. It's our bodies. It's our choices. And one of the things, though, that I would say about making your choice, like for me, I was afraid to be vaccinated because of underlying issues that I had, and I didn't know where to turn to get the information I need. But the thing that I'm finding, like with COVID specifically, because I just covered, is that COVID really isn't the issue. The issue is that COVID is finally forcing us to explore how connected we are, because we're making decisions that impact our families, our communities, and even have global impact. I mean, it's kind of crazy. We don't even tend to think along those lines day to day. But regular Jane and Joe Blow are making decisions that impact everyone. And I think if we have to reframe the conversation so that we're thinking in terms of what impact does our decisions have. And the last thing I just wanted to say, I don't want to take all your time, but with research, I hear all the time about research, and the one thing I would say about that is if anyone does their research, understand what that means. Like, research isn't just Googling something, and I think I heard both of you talk about that. It isn't just Googling something.
No.
Part of the research is understanding who wrote the research that you're reading and what's their agenda. Why did they put that research out there? Understanding who wrote that, because one of the issues we're having in this medical madness, too, is that people are researching information that already fits what they think. And if you're doing that, that's not research. You have to be prepared to learn things that you're not comfortable with if you're truly going to research. And so I would just want to throw that out there as well.
Yeah, by the way, that's a really good point, Steve. In the research field, right, we call that stockpiling your agenda. And those of us that are researchers and we've actually had to publish,
We have an entire committee that makes sure we're not stockpiling, that we, you know, if I have a hypothesis about something, they make sure that that we're not stockpiling our research results. And so that's why we talk about empirical research on this show. Those go through committees, those go through boards. And before you get to be in one of those journals that I cited, especially the Royal Journal, so many people have looked at it, but your point is so well taken. And that's why we're doing the show today, is for all of us to understand, one, we've got to start asking more questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't get the answers, try not to give up. I know it's daunting. Stu, thank you so much for that valuable input. And let me just say this last thing, even if you hang up, you can listen. There's a reason we are going to completely independent network in 2022. So our theme in 2022, it's all about you. And there's a reason that we're pulling away from other, I can't mention their names, but other distributions that are censoring our people. Because what we're finding is we cannot even have a conversation. I can't even do a show to bring a person on that has an opinion about a certain virus and whether they should take a vaccine. And a person over here, the same issue, that doesn't want to. I can't even do a show and have people talk about how they feel because it violates medical misinformation. I don't know, maybe this show is going to be yanked. But I hope not, because we are not talking about that particular thing that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why we have to pull out and become independent. That's why we have to pull out and become independent for our Green Channel, because now you can be flagged if you talk about the ice. That's why you're doing this show, Megan.
That is
because that's part of medical madness. You can't.
And you know.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, thank you, Steve. as you know, for many of the shows we've done over the past year and a half or so, and even before then, we've really been looking at what is underneath this medical madness. What are people afraid of that they're going to learn or know, or that others are going to learn or know, that may be contrary to a mainstream narrative that's being said by certain peoples and industries? And if we are not able as citizens to have the information and the alternatives, the options, to be able to have some kind of control over our own health and what goes in our bodies and how we are in the world, then actually we don't have choice. And right now, there is very little choice being presented to people. In fact, I would go to so far to say, at least in my country, there is no choice being offered beyond a particular mandated thing.
Yeah. You know, here we have something really paradoxical happening, and we'll probably have to do a show about it. I think you and I did a show about it once before. It was really a fired-up show.
Mm.
But in the United States, we have states that are actively violating a constitutional amendment on Roe v. Wade. We have states like the state of Texas that has put in the most restrictive, ridiculous, in my opinion, I mean, honestly, if you even call from another state and try to help a woman in the state, or not even a woman, help her of a woman in the state of Texas, there's a $10,000 bounty on you. And if you Google and Facebook, don't believe me, you can Google that yourself and look it up. But this is something that is so far out of what we know in a place where we thought we were protective. So on the edge of medical madness goes beyond what you and I are talking about today. Because if you are a woman and you think in the United States you are protected at the federal level, and you find that that federal level has no bearing whatsoever, because individual people can yank your rights away from you, like my mama used to say, faster than you could shake a stick.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it is medical madness.
It is horrific what's happening in Texas. And,
and I'm not saying, like, it doesn't matter if you're pro this or pro that.
No.
This is a matter of, wait a minute.
you're controlling my body? Hello.
One thing I think is really important to people are not just lying down and taking this. People are standing up. People are standing up.
In your country, they are a lot.
Well, no, they are in your country, too. We don't get to see it all because the censorship is not just about medicine. It's about people coming together and demonstrating strength in numbers. And unfortunately, mainstream media is not in the habit of letting us see when other people are doing something that might encourage us to do the same thing. And that's not a conspiracy. That's just the truth. But when you start to look, again, past the first page of Google, and that was, Steve, it was funny that you mentioned that, because what I was trying to get to was go past the first page of Google. First page of Google is not going to give you the kind of in-depth research that we're talking about necessarily. People are standing up. Doctors are standing up. Immunologists are standing up. Cardiologists are standing up. People who are top in their field around the world are gathering together and saying, this is medical madness, and we are not going to be party to it. So if you are in our audience, if you are listening to this and you are feeling desperate or like that you're alone or that you're the only person in your whole family or your whole set of friends who has this crazy notion that as human beings we should have the right to make medical choices for ourselves, you are not alone.
Yeah.
There are hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people around the planet right now who are saying to their governments, no, wait, not me, not my body. This is my body, my choice, my business, and I need to be able to make that choice. So you're not alone.
And that's why we're creating the forum we're creating, because you can't go to one of the top social media places and start to put your opinion about this in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's so fascinating to me because censorship has been that of government in the past. This is private censorship.
Mm.
This is a whole nother animal. Do you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, government is one thing.
Yes.
And I don't care if government, you put whatever that means to you. State, local, province. But private censorship is really fascinating. It's like a new toy.
And it's interesting because we were talking about this as we were putting the show together, Follow the breadcrumbs. Follow the breadcrumbs. Who benefits most from medical censorship? Who benefits most from us being able to have an open conversation and share not only our opinions, but our stories, our anecdotal experiences that we've had? Who is it who's benefiting from a monopoly of medicine?
Mm-hmm.
And then who are they in bed with? And this is a whole other episode, perhaps, or maybe not, I don't know. But it doesn't take very much effort to start connecting the dots as you follow the breadcrumbs. And it's not a comfortable place to go for a lot of people, I would say for anyone, because the implications are fairly staggering, right? They are staggering. When we look at control of medicine, control of the release of treatments that would help, not being able to have access to really simple things like supplements and vitamins or the information about them and why they're helpful to us, not being given protocols for early treatment of various things, having that not made available, and then the question, the bigger question of why and what's the motivation for that. That's kind of the thing. Those are the stuff with nightmares that keep you up at night. At least they do keep me up at night.
It's so deep. I mean, I have a friend that is really done his own research as a doctor with NAD and looking at the intravenous, the IV effects of that and what it's doing to really build stamina and help people. And, I mean, there's so many aspects to that. And, what I find about that is, you can go and peel back the layers and find that information.
Mm-hmm.
But there are so many other protocols that people are getting that are just not paid by insurance.
Yeah.
And, look, I have been banned pretty much. I used to do a lot of interviews with people from Medicare, the government here.
Mm-hmm.
And when they asked me to do an interview about their report that came out about prices,
mm-hmm.
I actually read the report and I read the source of the report.
And actually, it was one of the most powerful interviews I've ever done. As a matter of fact, I have to tell Linda we need to re-release it, because I was all for until I found out the misrepresentation of the data. When you compare systems like the United States with Canada, you already have a data issue.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. And then you decide you're going to pick a country like Italy to compare it to. And then you're going to pick a country like the Arab Republic. And you're thinking to yourself, how does this even make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But if we don't keep speaking out, if you're not going to stay on the edge, Megan.
Yeah. I want to leave us with something that is pretty edgy, pretty darn edgy. I'm going to share a, and I'm going to invite our audience to follow this link to a page on the NIH website, National Institute of Health website, and I will invite you to look at the second medication that is listed on that page for use in treating the virus that shall not be named. Okay, so here is the address. It's NIH.GOVTABLE2E.characteristics of antiviral agents approved or under evaluation for COVID-19 treatment. This is from the NIH website.
Yeah.
I invite you, as part of your research, to type that in to whatever search engine you're using, and please look at the first medication and all the counterindications, and then please look at the second. And know that as of July 8th of this year, that second medication was approved and listed on that NIH website.
And I just want to be clear about what NIH is, so we're not flagged for this. For those of you out there that are monitoring this, NIH is the National Institute of Health. Mm-hmm. NIH is a government agency. So we are referring people to a page on a government agency website for this information. Just want to be really clear as you move forward. And by the way, Olivia or whoever edits this can put that link in there. But I just want to be clear, NIH for everybody out there. So, you know, it's like the National Institute of Health, NIH, got a lot of great stuff on there. But what we're talking about, Megan is very specifically sending you to. Megan, thank you so much for today.
Thank you, Pat. And thanks, Steve, for calling in. That has been a really amazing conversation, and I do hope that it helps others feel comfortable having a similar conversation.
And
if they need to.
Yeah, in one of the future shows, what we actually hope to do is actually do a show, medical scientific, on COVID efficacy when you are under other protocols like rheumatoid arthritis medication. Please do not delete this. This is a medical journal statistic, which we will be talking about in the future.
You've been listening to On the Edge Radio with Megan Edge. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network, providing you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. If you've missed any part of